And then after 1 year at Del Mar, I just felt like I was spinning my wheels. I didn't really know what I wanted to go into. In fact, I didn't really want to go into anything. And I decided that it would be better. I got out, if I was going to work at something, it'd be better if I was being paid for it than working and paying to go to school. So I got a job at PPG then, and I continued to go to Del Mar at night and took chemistry classes at night.
So where is Del Mar?
It's a junior college over on the, almost on the south side. It's kind of in between. I understand it's one of the higher rated junior colleges in the United States, if that means anything.
So, how long did you go there in all? You went 1 year full time?
Yeah, and 1 year night classes, chemistry.
Just as a part time student?
Yeah, PPG paid my way, so I went back. It also impressed them a little bit. Since I was working in that field, they felt like I ought to have at least 1 year of chemistry. Because I had taken biology my first year.
Just chemistry all you took?
Yeah, just basic freshman chemistry.
I guess you like it pretty much.
I used to. I'm getting a bit bored with it now. I'm feeling like I might like to retire and be a housewife for a while. I've been working or going to school since I was 17, and it's been 12 years now, so I'd like to know what it's like to just cook and take care of the family instead of going out and working and getting somebody else to clean my house.
You plan to have more children?
I would like to. If I could guarantee that I could have a girl, I'd have it tomorrow. But in our family, it runs to boys. So there's not too much chance of having a girl.
Oh, what, five brothers you have?
Yeah, and mother lost three boys. There were eight boys altogether. So not much chance of having a girl out of that.
Are you very active in church or, clubs or organizations?
Well, let's see. We have a Bunko Club.
A what?
Bunko Club.
What's that?
It's a dice game, and we have 12 girls that meet once a month, and we sit around and you try to throw sixes, and you've got three tables of four people at each table, and you're counting sixes to 21, playing teams. And switching teams, when you go up to the next table. And we each kick in $2, mm-hmm. And then whoever wins has the most bunkos, which is three sixes. The dice coming up, all three sixes. Whoever has the most of those gets, I think, $8, and then the most games won is $6. And that way it's a little, you're playing for money, which makes it a little bit more fun. And we do that. Of course, whoever's the hostess, they usually put out a spread of food, And we play from 7:30 till about 9 or 9:30, and then we all sit around and eat and visit. It started out being mostly girls in this neighborhood, and we all have pretty much the same backgrounds. And although we're not all the same age, it ranges anywhere from some of the women's daughters up to several women that are as old or older than my mother. So it's interesting. Get to visit with a lot of different kind of people.
Do you any other groups like that that you're?
No, not really. I guess I'm kind of antisocial. Usually, with my working, it's hard to find time for any extra things. My husband works shift work, and I work one weekend a month, which means I have. Like I'll be off the next 4 days, and then I'll work 10 days straight, and then I'll be off two, and then work five, off two, work five, and repeats that cycle.
If you don't have
shift work, no, not anymore. No, I did when
eight to five or something.
7:30 to 4. When I worked at PPG a whole year, I worked straight evenings, 4 to 12. But that wasn't too bad because I wasn't married yet then. And when you get off at 12, you can still run around a bit and